It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of the month, and it's unclear how state leaders will respond. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis says that Colorado will continue to match federal policy on evictions. Right now, that means waiting to see if Congress passes a new moratorium on evictions to replace the one that ends on New Year's Eve. But it's not clear if the new federal stimulus package will address evictions or not, so housing advocates have urged Polis to preemptively extend a state ban on housing removals until February. That request came in a letter signed by 6 out of 10 members of the governor's Eviction Prevention Task Force. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Governor Polis has announced a new program to give all state employees paid family medical leave. Workers will receive 2 weeks of paid leave under the plan. The rule goes into effect January 1st and will cover anyone who has spent at least 12 months working for the state. In November, voters approved a paid leave proposition that will cover everyone employed in Colorado, but applications for that program don't open until 2024. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is offering $10,000 to one artist to fund a new show next year. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The DCPA is calling all artists to submit proposals for COVID-safe theatrical experiences. As part of their Powered by Off-Center program, the organization will pick one proposal to support, fund, and premiere in June 2021. The center hopes to create opportunities for local artists with their initiative. Applications must be submitted by January 17th. Further details are available on the DCPA website. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org. The weather forecast has a mostly sunny day with temperatures in the 50s along the Front Range, 40s in Pueblo and in Grand Junction, close to 40 in Vail this afternoon. This is CPR News.